Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now with us, Joe Woods, the defensive coordinator, second-year defensive coordinator, played at Grambling State. And, you know, you can go through this draft and listen to there might be 21, 22, you know, offensive players taken in that first, you know, maybe 23, 24 spots. And so people, well, but it must be a very weak defensive draft, but it's not. Tell me about where this defensive draft is, particularly maybe at safety or cornerback.
Yeah, overall, I mean, there's, to me, defensively, there's good players, you know, at each level. You know, obviously I looked at corners, but we're pretty loaded here with corners. But I think it's a deep draft for the corner position. I feel there's some unique safeties, you know, based on what you're looking for. And obviously at the defensive line, you're always going to see edge rushers. And there's some, you know, little athletic guys inside a defensive tackle, and there's some big guys. So overall, I think it is a good draft for defenses.
Coach, if I holler G-Man, how you like to pick? How you like the hire earlier this year for the G-Man?
Say that to me.
The G-Man. Grambling.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
I went to Illinois State.
Oh, my Lord. I'm,
yeah.
Well, I don't know where I got
that's
that.
What is it, Salukis? Huh? No, what's the –
Illinois, we're Redbirds.
The Redbirds.
Good yeah. Lord, so, my apologies.
See, Mike got me messing up and going south the whole way.
Hey, it was a small school, so
well,
I get it.
No. Well, I mean, still, you can talk about the G-Men in Grambling State and the hire of the head coach, but Illinois State – Redbirds, man, I'd have to do some homework. I'm not going to even tell you.
Don't even go down that road. I'm the one that sent you down the road.
I would have to do some homework.
Yeah.
But, Coach, when you look at it overall from a defensive standpoint, tell me a little bit about some things that you guys, hey, we want to improve, not necessarily on a player standpoint, but overall performance. Where do you think that from a performance standpoint we want to improve and get better this upcoming offseason?
When I look back at it, first and foremost, I think the one thing is that we were really in every game. You know, going to the fourth quarter, we had a chance, you know, to tie the game up or to win. So, you know, looking back at that, that means we were giving ourselves a chance. But I think when you look back, we had to do a better job with our run defense. And really with that run defense, it's a little misleading because we gave up a lot of yards to the quarterback. Mm-hmm. You know, he's dropping back and he's scrambling. I think the most yards in the NFL. But we do have to improve in terms of the run defense. And then our you know, affecting the quarterback. And to me, it's everybody's involved, this rushing coverage. It's us doing our job in the back end, giving the D lineman a chance to win up front, but we have to affect the passer a little bit better.
And I know you guys have been doing OTAs. The coaches aren't involved in anything OTA-wise right now on the field, correct?
Correct.
And so that'll start, I think it's after week four, you're able to go out on the field?
The first 2 weeks is phase one. It's all in the classroom, strength and conditioning. And then the next 3 weeks is phase two. So that's when we can go in the classroom and then get some time, you know, on the football field to work with our guys. So we're doing it this year. We call it our football school. And that's really a time where you're trying to build the foundation of what you're trying to teach, you know, technically, the different defensive concepts. So that'll be good just for us to get our hands on those guys.
Well, and I guess, and also how much, I mean, because I know when I was there, I would meet with the running back coach and he would say, hey, look, this is what I want you to work on this offseason. How much is it like that for you and your guys? Like it may be one of your defensive backs. I want you to get 100 catches. I want you to get 200 catches just off the jug. You know, just things that you think that you can help to improve not only from a defensive coordinator standpoint, but the guys that you work with as well. How much of that are you working on and trying to execute?
A lot. We have a plan of action for each player. And I've been doing it going way back. I learned it. I remember Monty Kiffin wanted all the defensive coaches at Tampa to do it. So I still have that book that Mike T had with Rondé, Brian Kelly. But I really use the same format. And with the plan of action, you talk about what they did well the previous year, the areas they need to improve, and then how are we going to get you better? And I think the first thing for all the guys is go back and watch the tape.
Right.
So we always cut up the tape. Are the good plays, bad plays, tackles, missed tackles, technique errors? So that's the first thing in my process is sitting down and watching the tape with the guys and the areas they need to improve. And then from there, you build that plan, whether it's catching the ball, whether it's improving your footwork or a certain technique. And you try to develop that through the off season and then keep improving it into training camp and the regular season.
We're going to see the goggles again, training camp. We got anything else? Any other little surprises?
I have all kinds of little tricks. That's just me.
Well, your interceptions went from 7 to 18, so keep it going.
Yeah. I mean, really, when I look, and I believe in, from I always remember Leslie Frazier, I want empirical evidence. So I sat down and looked at every missed opportunity, and I showed the guys, and to me it was just making plays through traffic, just being aggressive, finishing on the ball. And I thought we improved. I think we went from 7 interceptions to 18. And this year, I think we have 32 missed opportunities. So it could have been a lot better. So I'll sit down and watch that with the guys and keep trying to improve.
Well, have a great 3 days. You know, hope you get the players that you want. Joe Woods, defensive coordinator, have a great night tonight.
Hey, I appreciate it, Mike. Deuce. Thank you,
Coach. No problem.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.